fun effortless.
Blog Talk Radio.
Psychic Extreme Man, Spiritual Link Talk Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the show, and how are you? I see the queue is filling up very quickly, so you better get in there and get yourself in there so you can get some questions answered. To do that, just give us a call at 646-721-9031. Again, the number is 646-721-9031. And let's give a howdy shout to our sponsor, Richard Palanga, who has a website out there called DivineBodyWash.com. Great products, great stuff. It's spiritually based and also natural. So give it a shot. Go check it out at DivineBodyWash.com. And for listeners and callers, Richard is giving you a nice special where if you donate $25, he will give you a bottle of body wash. If you donate $35 or more, he will give you also a bottle of body mist. So check it out, DivineBodyWash.com. Also, we also give a thanks to our the ideal sponsorship and that kind of thing to all our people out there. If you'd like to be a sponsor for the show, it only costs you $40 a month, and we can promote you, your service, and if you have a product or whatever it is, we can sponsor it for you. And that's just $40 a month, sponsorship fee, or $40 a month. Also, if you want to just advertise for the show, it's $40 a month, too. I don't think you can find it anywhere out there, so therefore, give me a call, 740-500-8863. Also, we do private readings as well, so if you want to do a private reading with me, we do many readings. We have 60, 40-minute, and 20-minute sessions. We also have 15-minute one-card angel readings, too, as well. And we also have 90-minute to two-hour sessions. And right now, which is the last day of March, we're still having our special, where if you want to take advantage of the 90-minute session, it's only $77.77. That's a heck of a percentage cut off of the original price, which is usually $135. Our 60-minute session is going for $33.33, which is usually $125 value. So get in there real quickly. Give us a call at 740-500-8863 or call me through Skype at 740-601-9835 or contact me through my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. And if you want to make the donations, all you do is you go to the website, www.psychicxjourneyman.com, push the donation button. And also when we're doing specials, that's what you do too, is you just go to the website, push the donation button, whatever the price we agreed on, and then call me. If you're a person who donates, give us a call. We'll get the price out to you as soon as possible. If you're doing for a reading, give us a call. We'll sit down and make a time for it and do the session. We like to get those things done between 24 to 48 hours. Also, it's just one of those things, working things and that kind of stuff. So, we also do group readings. That's 5 or 10 of your friends. We also do parties. And usually those are flat fee of $150. But just for this month, March, we might actually extend it. You never know. And if you're going to do that, just give us a call. Because we've actually, like I said before, we have specials on those too, where it's usually $150 flat fee for parties and group readings. But for right now, for this month, it's only $77.77. So give me a call at a private number at 740-500-8863. All right. I think Dee's in the queue too as well, co-host. Let's see what's up with her. Oh, Dee, how's it going? How are you?
That's been a weird day. Maybe weird doesn't even begin to describe it. I discovered today that Tuesday night, my advocate is getting a group of people trying to get people together to have a candlelight vigil for me at the town hall, because the selectmen have decided that what I've been doing, it isn't enough for them. Even though I gave them what they wanted, they're going ahead with the eviction on Thursday. So we're still fighting. Of course it's crazy. I jumped through their hoops. I filled out some applications for a couple of apartment places, and we couldn't send them in yet because I have to send in to my local Social Security office to get a copy of my Social Security card because I don't have one anymore. I lost it. So it's a whole rigmarole, but people are trying to get together to petition the selectmen to give more time so we can get some investors in place to take the property and do all the stuff that we've talked about. They're just being totally unreasonable. In fact, one of the selectmen was suggesting that maybe on Thursday I might need to be tranquilized. Like, oh, yeah, that'll go over big.
Tranquilized?
Yeah, I panic. I have panic attacks. Just what I need. And what they don't get is, and I've had to tell people before that want to give me medication, if you give me internal medication, even if it's a pill, a shot, I'm going to have a panic attack. But I had somebody today, so the woman from the UK, I called into Trudy and Sears, and this woman gave me a really fantastic reading. In fact, when she was reading for the first woman, it was just like she was reading for me, and the things she was telling me about standing my ground, standing firm, and not being bullied and all, I was like, yep. I have to stand firm because I don't. I know that it's. I know the reality of everything, but it just seems like. It seems like there's something more going on here than meets the eye. Like it's like my neighbor's at it again or something. It's like this is. Something just doesn't set right with my gut. And I can't. I can't put a finger on it, but I think there's more underhandedness going on.
Right.
I don't know.
More
I wish I knew exactly. What?
I said more than likely.
Yeah, I just want it to stop. I want them to just leave me alone.
Right.
But I'm not giving up.
Okay, I would either. I just wanted you to see if you could give out the people the information so they can actually contact you for jewelry and for whatever you're actually in the position to
right,
do right
for
now.
The moment. Yeah, for the moment, I'm here to at least, by Thursday, we'll hope I'm still here, so I will give you my phone number. It's, long as I still have it, it's 207-374-5072. And my readings are for donations, and I take PayPal. So I'd prefer for now just use my phone number because I don't know, I don't know how I'm going to be here. And if something happens and I'm not, then I'll wind up with, without an internet for a little while. Hopefully not long, but... Also, if you're interested in good jewelry, which is made from stone beads like turquoise, amethyst, moss agate, freshwater pearls, sterling silver pendants and stone pendants, and the Hill Tribes silver handmade in Thailand by the Hill Tribes people, you can contact me at spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com. For the next few days anyway, and I can send you some pictures to give you an idea of what I do. I'm going to be getting into some chakra jewelry, so give me a shout, and we'll see what you're into, what you'd like to have done, and we'll take it from there.
Okay.
And that's also, that we'll work out the prices, and I take PayPal. Makes it a lot simpler.
PayPal? All right. Let's go on the show. And what we've been doing here, I was going to go to 400 for the day. That's where we actually take this freaking thing. I just start shuffling through my book here. As I shuffle, whatever number pops out, that's the number for the day. Okay, here we go. So, here we go. Shuffle, shuffle. Oops. Now, today is...
You shuffling off the buffalo?
Yes. And today's number is 617. It says, keep going with your new spiritual approach. because it is having positive effects upon you and your life. Also, we go with let's go with the next one too, 6:18, where it says your manifestation practice are working. Keep visualizing and affirming abundance. All right, that's the numbers of the day. I was actually looking at the cards too. I just come and seeing the one I come and seeing yesterday was it talking about past lives, where it was talking about past life relationships, and it was in the romance of the cards. So I thought that was kind of interesting itself. So that was for yesterday, and today. It is, the card is heart-to-heart conversations. Honestly, discuss your feelings with each other. So if you're in a situation of relationships, it seems like the ideal form of relationships and that kind of stuff, what it's actually saying is take a step back, look at everything that's going on. Not just with your romantic relationships, but with relationships in general, on how you're actually relating to certain people. Or maybe it's related to everybody that you cross paths with. Realize that they are reflections of you and things to learn about yourself. So take that in consideration. That's actually from my deck that I created with the Romance Angels and Life Purpose. And that was actually a card from the Romance Angels themselves. So if you have to, if you were sitting there and you have a certain thing around yourself, or maybe you feel more loving, or maybe when you close your eyes you see pink, more likely Archangel Shamuel is with you. So keep that in consideration, and I always keep my eyes open and watch for the signs, because usually when you have that angel with you, there's going to be a difference in the relationship that you're in, more intensity, more expression, and more, I guess you could say, honesty, and also a more closer bond with each other. But if you're not, it also indicates that the angels are working behind the scenes of a soulmate connection, a relationship that we should be coming in. And usually when you see the pink, we're talking between 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months. And I usually go in the situation with Archangel Shamuel of actually the more you focus into it and start focusing on exactly what kind of relationship that you want, or maybe you sit there and work on your list, or maybe just the idea of clarifying exactly what that means to you, your definition, your list, and that kind of stuff. Those could all determine how fast it actually happens. So keep that in consideration too. And then we're going to see here, I was actually pointing those other ones out real close. Well, I was going to pull one out of I have another deck. I have several decks, but this one here is the Archangels and the Healing of the Angels. That last deck is actually the Angels and the Life Purpose deck, two decks put together. And this one here is the Archangels and the Healing of the Angels deck. I'm going to pull one out of here real quick, and then we're going to go to the callers. All right. So let's look at the situation. All right. I actually feel like I should shuffle these. Usually it's one of those things you just pull cards out, and the first card usually comes out is the one that's using the card for the day. But there's different ways of getting that, so we're shuffling all things. We're shuffling away, so if you have anything to say, keep it to yourself and your questions that you have to convey. Thank you very much, and you have a great... Hold on for a second. All right, everybody, hold on for a second. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Huh?
I said, how are you?
I'm fine, I think.
We got people calling in. I put both numbers out there. I put the first one out with the call-in number for the show, and then I usually put the second number out there for private readings, and everybody calls me on my phone. No, that's for private readings. The number I put out there first, that's the one I actually specify. I say, this is the number. for private readings, and this is the number to call in, you know. And what I say is, it's like people, you call the number and leave a message if you want to get a reading, a private reading. That's why I always say call now, because I usually give people different rates for calling in and leaving a message. If they do it, during the show, it's like, if you call now, and you notice that, okay, he's not answering the phone, then you'll hear the voicemail, okay? And then you leave a message,
uh-huh. And
then I get back with you, and then I'll sit there and say, okay, since you left a message while we're doing the show, I'll give you an extra 10% off on the reading.
Mm.
So, you know, it's one of those things that you jump in there when you can, jump. I also was actually going over to Canton. Here we go. I'm going to pull the card for the day, which is, it's something that we're all looking for, isn't it? It's the soulmate card. Okay? So what it's saying, yeah, but well, see, we had a conversation earlier with a company I was working for, Orandom.com. It's a company I do readings on. So go check it out, Orandom.com. You actually get to see the person you're getting the reading from. You actually get to see them face-to-face, person-to-person. And if you have a camera of your own that you want to do the reading with, it's almost like doing a reading, just like that. You see what I'm saying? Yes. So soulmate, the thing came up was Mercury going retrograde. And they says, oh, you don't want to communicate with anybody right now because, you know, Mercury's going retrograde. Well, actually, the truth about that whole scenario is, if you are in communication with somebody right now, it's going to be somewhat hard to communicate. Maybe there's certain things that you have a hard time communicating to that person. But these are like, why would we get warnings into something that we can't change or we can't have a different outcome with? What's the point? Why do we have these connections? So we look at the situation a little bit differently and look at it and go, okay, I guess what the sign is telling me to proceed in a different way. Because what it's saying is, with the way I usually communicate, Mercury is going to interfere with that, so I have to approach it in a different way. And then you get a different outcome. Same thing with soulmates. You know, soulmates, the idea of a person saying, my soulmate passed away. Okay, that might be true, but in the process of her looking for love, and she's still looking for that companionship, more than likely what's happening is there's still somebody else for her, so that she's not destined to be alone in this lifetime. So the soulmate card is saying, focus on your romantic soulmate. Okay? You don't want to sit there and say, I just want a soulmate. And next thing you know, Elvis shows up. Because you guys are soulmates. He just off the dirt out of his hair. He's been, you know, pretty much sleeping underground for a long time. So, you know, you got to sit there and take into consideration. Watch what you're doing. You know, focus, be detailed, be specific. Okay, exactly what you want in that soulmate. Now, this card here is a soulmate card. It definitely emphasizes on a romantic relationship as a soulmate because the two people in the card are kissing. It's very sweet. It's very innocent. But it's also very passionate at the same time. When you get all those ingredients together, then women and some of you guys, I guarantee you the sex will be great. Okay, so let's go on with the show and put in perspective, because this is what I look at it. If you attract a lover who sucks, I think you should also take in consideration about yourself, because you attracted that person. And I'm just saying, take a look at it. What is going on, okay? Like attracts like. So it's just the idea of looking into situations and deeper about the thing. But also, it also says you can attract every good thing to you. So we also emphasize on the word good things to you. You're going to attract everything, but also look at the situations of true love, true intent, and true definition, and getting exactly what we want. So when something does come into our life that doesn't really match that pattern, there's nothing wrong with taking a look at it and asking yourself what it's all about. All right. So be honest with yourself and look at the situation for what it is. Because, see, insecurity will attract another insecurity. Doesn't be the same insecurity, but the energy of insecurity will attract another. So if you have any kind of insecurities about attracting a bad lover, and you emphasize on that thought, more likely you're going to attract just that. So therefore, this sit back, And how can we correct that situation? It's called have faith in ourselves. Are you a good lover? And you come up with a question that says, yes, you are. Then emphasize on that, saying, since I am a fantastic lover, I always attract fantastic lovers. I'm a fantastic person. I'm very gifted. So therefore, I also attract just that too as well. So you see, it always goes back to you, doesn't it? On how you feel about yourself and what you attract and what you bring into your life. So take that into consideration. Do some mirror work. Look in the mirror. Do you love who you are? And do you love what you see? And let us know about it. Okay, let's get to our callers. I'm putting this emphasis on the situation. Whew. Let's see. Also, one thing I wanted to read too, since we pulled the, it was kind of funny, we pulled the soulmate card out, right? And actually, before we even pulled the soulmate card out, I actually had two prayers in the book in my journal that I actually had. They were soulmate prayers. Kind of weird, huh? Okay, it says, dear guardian angels of my soulmate, thank you for preparing my soulmate and me for love, for giving us the motivation to make helpful life changes, and for arranging for us to meet. Thank you for helping us recognize each other and have the courage to say hello so that we can eventually develop into a truly intimate relationship. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then the other one I had, it's a prayer for manifesting your soulmate twin flame. It goes like this. It says, God and all that is, in this moment I am grateful for the healing of my heart, of everything that would stop me from attracting my soulmate twin flame. In this moment I remember that my perfect right partner is magnetizing to me. And my only job is to rest in perfect awareness that my soulmate twin flame's heart is already joined with mine as I savor the waiting. And so it is. And we also have some people out there that are sitting there looking around going, you know something, what if I manifest the wrong one? So just sit there and come up with something to clear that fear out of your head, okay? Sit there and look at yourself and say like this, I am loved. I am lovable. I am loved. And say it to yourself about four times. I am loved, I am lovable, I am love. I am loved, I am lovable, I am love. And so it is. And then tell yourself, I was born to be loved, cherished, and adored. I was born to be loved, cherished, and adored. Then take it one step further and say, I am loved, cherished, and adored. I am loved, cherished, and adored. If you're looking for your soulmate, we sit here and go, hey, I'm ready, willing, and open to receive my soulmate twin flame. And I'm ready to receive their love now. I believe that my soulmate twin flame exists, and I am deserving of her. And the universe is skillfully orchestrating our meeting now. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This or something better now manifests for me totally satisfying and harmonious ways for the highest good of all concerned. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then we go back here for the fear part, and we say to ourselves before we go to bed tonight, Archangel Michael, please enter my dreams and replace fear with faith and trust. Let me be filled with strength, courage, and confidence to face and to accomplish and to actually for my wants, needs, and desires to be fulfilled and be brought to me right now. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Archangel Raphael, thank you for healing and guiding all my relationships upon the path of love. So therefore, everything goes smoothly day by day. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, let's go to our first caller. And that would be area code 267. You're on the air. Welcome to the show. Say hello to Dee. And what's your name? And where are you calling from? So area code 267. You're on the air. Welcome to the show. Area code 267. You are with us now. You may proceed to ask your question. 267, I think your phone might be on mute. Let me give you another, the other three numbers that go along with that 267, which is 407. You are on the air. Welcome to the show. And you are killing us right now because we have silence. So if you are there, please check your phone to see if it's on mute. And if it's not, there's something wrong with the connection here. So therefore, you've been waiting in the queue for almost 27 minutes. So therefore, we're ready for you. We're ready for those questions. So, hello. Okay. Awkward. All right. Well, I guess we always have one of those tonight, huh? All right, let's put him back on mute, and then we'll come back with him later. There we go. Area code 561, you're on the air. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, great, a voice. I'm still, because the lady's been sitting there waiting for 20-some minutes, and all of a sudden, nothing, you know? So what's your name, sweetie?
This is Lisa from Florida. How are you?
This is Lisa from Florida. Mm-hmm. Could you speak up just a little bit more?
This is Lisa from Florida.
Hello, Lisa. How you doing?
Good. I want to ask you about somebody I've been seeing. We keep having these, I don't know, disagreements, and then wind up in an argument, and I just left him tonight, and he just does not communicate with me, and then I don't talk to him, and then he comes knocking on my door a few days later and brings me all these presents. I mean, I don't know. What do you think? What's up with this guy? Is he crazy or what?
Okay. The point is, I was sitting there looking at the thing, too. The first vision I got was you holding him by the collar and kicking his ass. Interesting. Like frustration, just kicking him. You know, like, what's up with you, buddy? You don't want gifts. You want communication, correct?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he just, like, totally just doesn't communicate, you know. And then 2 days later, he comes knocking on my door. He wants to talk. I mean, he's got, I'm sorry. He gets on his knees. I love you. I want to marry you. I want to be with you. You're the only one for me, and I can't take much more of this anymore. I mean, he says he's going to be there for me, and he's not there for me.
Okay.
I can't even pay my rent.
He's what?
I said, I haven't been working, and I just can't even pay my rent right now, and I'm just at my wit's end with all this stuff, and this guy's not making my life any easier.
Mm-hmm.
I even told him tonight. I just don't know. I mean, is he seeing other women? What's going on with this guy? I mean,
let's take a different approach here, okay? Just quit trying to figure out what's wrong with him.
Mm-hmm.
And realize that what we think is wrong with him is because of our own perceptions of what we want.
Mm-hmm.
And realize that what's going on here is we're not getting what we want because he can't give it, because he never was capable in the first place. It's a sign of saying, okay, we're looking for signs and say, okay, is this the relationship for me? This is the person for me. And we got at least 30 of them that says, no, he's not. So it's the ideal taking to look at the situation and also look at your life and say, okay, it seems like since I've been in this relationship, things just don't seem to get better. And I keep still being in a situation where I'm always struggling. So I'm always trying to struggle to figure it out, to understand. There's all kinds of stuff that are going on, that kind of stuff. So when we take a step back and look at it, all we're seeing is a person who's basically being who he is. And then he gets fearful and says, oh, I don't want to lose her. So therefore he tries to conform to what you want him to do. That's why it doesn't work. Because it's like being honest. When you look at him and him being this way, he's not being honest with himself. Because he's trying to be what you want him to be. At the same time, you're not being honest with yourself and realizing he's not what you want. And so what we do is we just take a step back and look at the situation and go, okay, I can't deal with this no longer. Well, it's almost like the angels are saying that honor that. You can no longer do this. You have to do what's good for you. You're sitting trying to figure him out. See, this is what happens with a lot of relationships now, or women are just drawing back in. I'm not saying all women, because I've had a tendency to do it myself, but and when things don't work, we try to figure out ways to fix them. We don't realize it's not our job to fix them. It's the idea of looking at what's going on, to look at ourselves and go, okay, what's going on? Am I not being myself? That's the problem. You're not being yourself. So take a step out and go, okay, can you honestly be yourself when you're around him?
Not always. You know, sometimes I can, and, you know, I mean, Sometimes we do. We have a good time. That's what I understand. It's just, it's like,
yeah,
up
but
and
see,
down.
That'd be, the one thing you're looking for is consistently. And he's not giving you that consistently, because what it is the idea,
right.
I can conform to you, you know,
mm-hmm.
a little bit at a time, but I can't do it all the
yeah.
time. So, see, I'm saying to everybody, it's like this guy, who's okay, but you have to be honest with yourselves. And realistically, here's a guy who can't communicate to you because he just
yep.
can't communicate at this time. Okay,
yeah.
so he comes to you with gifts and presents.
Yeah.
Ooh, beg me, take me, run away. You know, you're sort of going, oh, my gosh. Mr.
Yeah.
Actor here is sticking in big time. Romeo, and he's giving me the romantic stuff like overtime because he doesn't want to lose you. But what's the truth? Is it two people who just don't know want to walk and go back out into the world because they know what they're going to be confronting? So they don't want to do it. So they hang on to something they know is not working, but hoping one day when they wake up tomorrow, it will. So it's the ideal that you're not being honest with yourself. And you catch yourself where you can't be yourself all the time. I mean, really, go out there and find somebody who actually has a great relationship all the time. They do exist. And what you'll find is, doesn't matter if they don't get along or they do get along, they're always being themselves. That's why it works. That's why they're not mad at each other all the time, if ever. Well, see, we can still have discussions and not agree with each other and still have a great respect for each other and realize that's their opinion and my opinion. But somewhere along the line, we're going to find a win-win situation within it, and they're willing to do that. When you have a person where you sit down and say, okay, I need to talk to you, who cannot convey to you
mm-hmm.
what you want, it's because it can't.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, do you love me or don't you? Well, you know, that should be an instant spontaneous yes. Okay? I'm just saying, when I look at it. I mean, it seemed like the card we pulled out to begin the show, it says soulmates. Just look at the situation, what we have here. It seems like your relationship works a whole lot better when it's just a friendship.
When it's just a friendship, it works out better, you said?
What's that?
You said we would work out better as a friendship?
Yeah, it's like tracing it back and look at the moments we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. I just don't know. I've never been able to have a romantic relationship and then go back and be friends with a person.
Well, the key component here, sweetie, is you don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's another thing, too. People think they have to do everything. You know, it's the ideal of doing what's comfortable for you. I'm saying with the situation you got going on, he's presenting himself to you who he is. You say, okay, why can't he communicate with me? There are certain times he can. Yeah, but it's also looking at the subjects that you're talking about. And he feels like it's just...
And he comes back 2 days later and he's all willing to communicate and talk and lay the cards on the table. But it's not...
Okay.
But when we're in it, he just turns me off.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Okay, when he comes back begging... flowers, plant, you know, gifts and that kind of stuff. Do you guys actually sit down and discuss what happened and work on your problems? Or you just go, oh, I love you, and you go right back into just living together?
No, we discuss it in depth. I mean, even the last time he's going to, oh, yeah, we discuss everything. I mean, and
okay.
then we work it out. And
just take it to a different step, okay?
It's very
okay,
different, but well, in that moment, like tonight when we were in the moment, he just totally cut me off. And then I wound up leaving his house when he originally told me, you know, I'm not leaving. I'm staying in this relationship. I mean, he's got this control inside of him. I mean, I don't know who he thinks he is. He doesn't own me.
Okay, guys. In the process of saying I'm yours, that's actually classified as ownership. Because you're actually giving yourself to somebody. So he would think that. Now, the one thing I see here is he's not doing the same thing back in return. See, we have to sit and look at the situation that boundaries, you can sit and say what you want. Boundaries have not been established here because they're still being established with the conversations of saying, hey, you don't owe me. And it's the idea, look at the situation. Well, I sit and ask you, when you guys sit down and discuss this, discussing is one thing, but coming up with solutions and actually following through with those things is another. So we have a person who's sitting there. I can see it rippling. We're having a nice conversation. Okay. We're having so much fun. We really are. That's great. And he sits there. It's like he's listening to you. He's like listening to what you want. And then he tries to give you what you want.
Mm-hmm.
When I say sit down and discuss it, I'm saying be totally honest with each other and say, okay, my friend, why can't you sit down at the moment I need to discuss it and discuss it? Right now, you've come back on your own terms, and now we're sitting down and talking about it. But when things come to the point of being hard, can you communicate with me then? Because realistically, he's giving you presents and gifts because he knows somewhere along the context of that whole situation, he knows there's some kind of fault to be taken. He's trying to smooth it over to get back in the door. So
mm-hmm.
he says, I'm listening to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Listen as much as you want. But I get the impression all he's doing is hearing what you say. Say, okay, I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
The question should be more to the point of saying, are you that, and can you give me that every day? Not the idea of listening to what I say and then trying to give me what I want. I don't want you to give me what I want. I want you to tell me the truth. Is this who you are? Because if he's not who that is, that's a proven fact right there that what you're wanting in a relationship and the life that you want, he's not it. Okay, who's making the noise?
You see him out with other women? I mean...
Do I see what?
Do you think he's out with other women?
Let me ask you a question. Would this help you make a decision to go in the direction that you know you need to go into?
Yeah.
Okay, and then ask yourself why. Just put it this way. If it doesn't matter... Realistically, it doesn't matter if he's out with other women. You're thinking the problem here is somebody else. You're right. But it's the one you look at every time you have a conversation about talking about what you want. He's the problem. Okay? So when you pick up on there's something about the situation that you feel on the surface, there's more to it, like there's somebody else, it's realistically him not being his total self. There are certain little bits and pieces that he's hiding from you. Has nothing to do with women, has nothing to do with anything else. It's just certain things he wants to keep to himself. I guess it's part of the control issue, I guess.
What do you think he's hiding from me? I mean, I just found out last week that he's got two kids and 11 sisters that he never told me about. He told me he had no kids, he was the only child, and then I find out he's got kids he hasn't spoken to in 10 years.
That, to me, would be something that would be more on the grounds of saying, you know something, who is this man?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what I'm trying to, so I guess it's one of the things, if you take it down and simplify the whole thing is, here we have a man who's basically trying to be what you want him to be. Because he has no idea who he is. Okay?
Yep.
So when you look at the two things here, reflection, okay, let's look at him and ask you, what does he reflect back at you? About yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It could be he's not telling you the truth. The reflection is you're not telling yourself the truth and realizing I need to walk away. Because the more I get to know him, the more I realize I don't know him. So therefore, honestly, how can I love somebody that I have no idea who he is? I'm just saying with the situation, you feel like very strongly if you walk away from the situation, you're going to realize that you've kind of given up a lot of things about yourself, too, as well. And you need to find yourself again.
Okay.
What do you think,
Dee? It's like a roller coaster. I mean, this is only me. I met him the beginning of February, and it's been, I mean, Denny said he would be exclusive with me, and then I didn't know if he could really honestly do that.
That's what I'm saying. Let's take the expectations off the thing of what he should be and what he shouldn't be. Let's look at the situation. My big thing here is the idea of being able to be oneself. If you ever catch yourself walking on eggshells or even trying to analyze the situation, you're no longer a girlfriend. you're no longer a spouse. You are a therapist trying to figure out somebody, and that's not your job.
No.
I mean, I was reading this one in my book here, in my journal. I think it fits so much for so many people to realize one thing. We're seeking and seeking and seeking to the point where one thing we have to be honest with ourselves, okay? While you're focusing on your situation, he's focusing on his situation. Look at things that are going on right now. What is suffering? The one thing that's suffering is the relationship, because you're trying to find the answers. He's trying to convince you who he is, but there's no relationship. That's what I'm saying. The ideal, you need to work on yourself and be who you are. Be yourself. Because I guarantee you, the more you be yourself, the more you're going to realize he's not. That's what it's saying to you when you look at him. What's the reflection? Is it women? All this other stuff? I mean, he's got issues going way back to his childhood, okay?
No, I know that. He was beaten as a child.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. He's an adult now. What do you freaking do? He needs to take responsibility for those things.
Yep.
It's not the idea of going, oh, I've been hurt. Been. Now, when are you going to take accountability for those situations and go, okay, now I'm an adult. Since I was treated in such a way, that should be an example of how you should be to everybody else. I don't want people treating me like I was treated. So you take that right and say, okay, just be nice to this woman. Just go find some love. But see, the one thing he's never done is love himself. Right, but if you look at this situation, you've been doing everything. That's why you're at your wit's end. That's why you need to walk away. You need to walk away in favor of you and say, okay, you know something? He has to do his part. He has to stay on his legs. Okay, give some presents and stuff to make it for what he hasn't been doing. It's only a Band-Aid on this relationship, which if you look at the relationship, which has been suffering, which is dying, because there's two people in the situation who are not taking responsibility of their sides. So, you know, be yourself, and you need to find someone where you can be yourself. You don't need to go find a project.
Yeah.
This guy's a fixer-upper, and now you've got to the point where the back porch keeps falling off. You know, it's time to cut your ties and go and be with somebody because you want to be with somebody. Not no working. I know it's a nurturing thing and all these other things, but in the process of a relationship, when you have a real, real relationship, that nurturing and the way you are should be a spontaneous coming from both sides. It's a cycle. It's not a two-way street. It's a continuous circle. And this circle has never been formed because he's always trying to convince you that that he is what you want.
Right.
Okay, but he's never been what you wanted. And that's the thing. He's never been what you wanted. And you keep saying, why can't you do this? Well, I keep trying. See, that's the key, too. I keep trying to be something you want me to be. And he keeps failing because that's just not who he is. Okay? I'm not trying to break bad news, but you look at the good news of this thing, you walk away from this, sweetie. I guarantee you by June, this will be a thing of the past, and you'll be in such a good relationship. You won't even want to know if you had any women or not.
Do you think he's going to bother me?
I don't see him as a man who gives up easily, no. But it's one of those things I guarantee you, if you had cut all communication, no phone calls, no hands at the door, no nothing, he'll get the point. He'll realize, okay. It's one of those things like if you could just sit down and have a heart-to-heart talk and say it's time for both of us to move on. It doesn't mean, I mean, the thing about love is you can still love somebody and send them in a different direction because you realize you're just not meant to be together. Does it mean you love the man any less? No, it just don't work.
I told him that tonight. I think he got really hurt. I said, we're just not right for each other, you know.
Did he really get hurt, or did he tell you that?
I don't know. He acted like somebody wounded, and then he wouldn't come out of the car, and then he was sulking and wouldn't talk to me, and finally wound up leaving his house. I'm like, I'm not staying here.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, the situation, everything going on and going down, you just have to look at the situation of a person who can't be what you want, so he uses every other tactic to make you feel sorry for him. Oh, you hurt my feelings. Yeah, I did, because you know what I know. It's the truth.
Oh, boy. I mean, I had an argument with him last week, and then the next day he was at my front door.
Mm-hmm.
So you think it's going to happen again?
I just feel like it's one of those things that you just, we've got to move on. I get a headache.
And if I don't, it's going to continue until June until I find somebody else?
I feel like if you walk away and don't answer that phone or pick that or answer the door, as long as he can't use those tactics to make you feel sorry for him, he'll know that it's time to move on. Will it be something that... It's going to be one of those things that's going to take a while. But it's not impossible. It's just the ideal that's sticking to your guns, okay?
Yeah, I know. That's I guess it's a matter of learning about boundaries. I don't know why I always come across this problem. I don't know. The men that I find are always, they wind up stalking me.
Well, sometimes in the process, we got to look at these situations with stalkers, too, that we have a tendency to give them the notion to do exactly what they're doing. You know, the one thing I can't really deal with anymore is the idea everybody keeps saying, this person keeps doing this stuff to me. When you look at it, I've had a couple where I say, okay, why'd you answer the phone for? I don't want to be rude to him. Okay, the guy's going to shoot you or stalk you, but you're going to answer the phone anyway. That's the point you got to look at. It's amazing how we have a tendency, we don't want to be conveyed as a bad person, not realizing doing the right thing, you're not a bad person. When you know for a fact something doesn't work and you break it off and you tell the person flat out that's how it is, they always want to sit and say, well, I love you.
Yep.
Okay, maybe you do love me.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the point. The point is your heart is not in it, because if it was, the actions that you convey, you wouldn't be doing. So why don't you admit to yourself and go find yourself? Because you keep saying, I'm everything you've ever wanted. I'm everything that you've ever wanted.
That's what he said to me.
Yeah, but see, the problem is, he's saying, I'm everything that you want. He's not saying, I'm everything because this is who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not who he is.
Yeah, he's disappointed me. It shouldn't be this bad to begin a relationship. You should.
That's the truth, sweetie. It's the ideal. When I sit there and tell people there's work in a relationship, it's the ideal that if you are a person that gives flowers and roses and you give gifts, and that's who you are, the work in a relationship is to always constantly think about how to make the other person's life easy.
Yep, and he makes my life hard.
Yeah, he's always sitting there looking at you as you're the bad person.
Yep.
You know, like I was in a relationship with an ex-fiance who comes saying, you know, you're all these things, and it was so funny, too, because it was kind of funny. She was sitting there going, you need to go get a job. You need to go to work. You need to do all these other things. I'm sitting there going, okay, I guess you don't see anything, do you? And she goes, what do you mean? I said, what I mean is, that I have a business. I work all the time. I'm talking to all your kids to shut up. I'm
starting to get to show me clothes and not even buy me anything.
It's disrespectful. But it's also, what I'm saying to you too, it's like the situation is we have to step back and look at these things and go, okay, I just bought this lady a brand new living suit. I just bought this lady a new television. I got her Time Warner, got her everything she ever wanted. And still, I can't do enough. Okay, so it's the ideal of looking at a person who has no foundation, who doesn't know who they are, or they know what they want. Because I know for a fact, yeah, I have a lot of wants and needs and desires, but I also know that the ideal, it may come through other people, but it's not their responsibility to give it to me. It's my responsibility.
Do you think he's, like, dangerous or anything, or no?
He's a what?
Do you think he's dangerous? Concerned about this guy?
Oh, it's one of those situations, sweetie. Once you make your decision, do what you got to do. It's the idea of paying attention to the situation of people feeding into fear, okay? When they fear they've lost something, they have a tendency they want to take it. So you have to watch the actions. I guess you would sit and look at the situation of a person has potential, but you also feel that if he's never given the chance, then it won't happen. It's like looking
what
at people.
You,
I'm just saying.
What,
like,
what do you mean? What do you mean by that? It won't happen. I mean, so you don't think you don't think he'll stalk me or anything?
No, I don't. I get you.
Okay.
It's like, strike trying to convey to everybody, everything in your life is controllable. Everything
mm-hmm.
out in your life can be manifested the way you want it. You can sit here and watch this man be dropped up in a pink bubble and float away. And I guarantee you wouldn't hear nothing from him. But you have to have faith in what you're doing. If you're going to focus on him stalking you, he's going to stalk you. If you're going to focus on him doing anything bad to you, he probably will. But see, you're focusing and putting your energy into these negative thoughts, which
mm-hmm.
a thought... You know, we all watch The Secret, but it's the truth. And it's been a proven fact. NASA proved it. A thought has a frequency. And so do you. So if you're going to convey and focus on all these things, they're going to happen. But what I say to you is, it's the ideal of taking precautions and looking at this situation and go, okay, if he has this potential of doing these things because he's so fearful of his life and what's going on, then we take precautions so it won't happen. We don't answer the door. If we do look at the door, we're going to look through the peephole. We're going to look out the window.
Mm-hmm.
If we know it's him calling, we're not going to pick the phone up. Because any time you give him any kind of leeway or any kind of entranceway into the whole thing, he's always going to think you're a liar, that you do want him.
Mm-hmm.
But when you don't follow through and you don't give him these things, then it doesn't give him any power. It doesn't make you feel anything. So he goes away. But it's the ideal. I've talked to a lot of women who don't have the strength to do that because of who they are. They're like, oh, I got to answer the phone. I won't be rude to him. You don't realize what you're doing is you're opening the door to fear. You're opening the door to whatever happens to you afterwards.
Yeah.
And what I'm saying is don't open the door because you don't have to. You're not a mean person for not opening the door of a certain potential person. Or even the idea, I've made a decision. That's the point right there. Just go that way. Forget all the negative stuff and go, you have made a decision. This is done. This is over with. You have to follow through with what you already said. And that's it. You have to stick to your guns and say, okay, I know this is not going to work out. You know, don't even let yourself fall into a little bit of fear yourself, saying, well, maybe I prematurely cut this off. No, everything happens for a reason. And every time he's come back, he's proven himself. He cannot be what he says he is, because if he did, he would, and we wouldn't have this conversation. You want to prove it to yourself? I do this. I tell people all the time. I said, okay, you want to prove this person is anything in your life or should be in your life, especially if it's a relationship. Okay, it says a prayer for manifesting your soulmate twin flame. Okay,
mm-hmm.
You take this prayer and you say it once a day, and see what happens.
Okay, go ahead.
But, you know, I always tell people, it always brings to you all good things, not things
okay.
to fix, not things to repair, not things to fix up.
Mm-hmm.
It brings every good thing to you, which means it brings to you, I'm whole, I'm ready for a relationship, I mean, I'm ready to work with that person to actually have that relationship. That I'm not talking about a person that comes into your life who's got a baggage or even a truck full of load. Truck has a U-Haul of baggage, okay? I'm talking about a person who's on the same level as you are, same page. So when you guys get together, all you're going to do is enjoy life and share life together, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I always want to specify that to everybody, man, because it's the most important thing when you do these prayers is you're opening yourself up to whatever happens. Like, well, okay, I'll read it to you real quick, okay? It says, God, in all that is, in this moment, I am grateful for the healing of my heart, of everything that would stop me from attracting my soulmate twin flame. In this moment, I remember that my perfect right partner is magnetizing to me, and my only job is to rest in perfect awareness that my soulmate twin flame's heart is already joined with mine as I savor the waiting, and so it is. And it should be a joyous reunion, a lot of familiar to it. I also have this one back here, too, that Archangel Michael gave me, where it says, romance angels are helping you. They are. They're with you all the time. Okay, it says, dear guardian angels of my soulmate, thank you for preparing my soulmate and me for love. Now, listen to the first part, guys, okay? It says, dear guardian angels of my soulmate, thank you for preparing my soulmate and me for love. Okay, not for for a new foundation and fix the basement, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It says, dear guardian angels and my soulmate, thank you for preparing my soulmate and me for love, for giving us the motivation to make helpful life changes. Okay, and for arranging for us to meet, thank you for helping us recognize each other and have the courage to say hello. Stay so that we can eventually devolve into a truly intimate relationship, okay? A truly intimate relationship means no sex. It means intimate. It means we share our inner thoughts, our inner life, our inner most things that are dear to us. We share with each other, okay?
Thank you. Very much.
And whoever's, there's a lot of clutter on the airways, so if someone could please cut that down, it'd be great. Okay. What happened? Mm-hmm. So what do you think, Dee? We lost our caller there. I don't know what happened there. Unless you got her information, she's done. Let's see. Anyway. See you there, Dee? Let's go to our next caller. That'd be area code 678. Hello, welcome.
Good evening, sir. How are you doing?
I don't know anymore. You know, when it comes to relationships and stuff, people don't realize the therapist and the psychic and the relationship counselor, it's exhausting.
It can be, certainly.
Well, the last lady I was talking to was just one of those things I'm trying to convey that prayers and affirmations do make a difference.
Absolutely.
And you can change anything you want. Really, seriously. Where'd my pen go? I hate when I lose my pen. You ever feel like you have elves around and you do your stuff?
Say again?
I said, I always get the impression there's always elves in here moving my stuff around or fairies or something.
Oh, boy.
All right. Let's take a look at this. 5, 6, 4. My freaking. So, what's your name, sir? I'm sorry.
My name is Bob.
So, where are you calling from, Bob? I see your. I don't write that the area code.
Currently, I'm in Georgia right now, but I'm from West Virginia.
You're from West Virginia?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so how can we help you tonight?
Yes, me and my girlfriend broke up due to, and this is going to be funny, due to an April Fool's joke that I started playing on Thursday. And, before I, you know, made this prank, I asked her, can I go along with it? And she said, yeah. And it had to do with me basically putting a picture on my internet and say, basically telling people that that was my baby, which really wasn't. And she got out of backlash from her family and that different things and whatnot. And things got overheated between us and we broke up. And I just want to know when I'm going to find the love of my life, basically.
You don't think she's the one?
I thought she was for a minute. But then, like, I was just saying a little bit stuff started interfering in our way. And I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know if we're going to end up back together or not. I don't know at this time. It's just really
mm-hmm.
just disappointed how things ended yesterday.
Right.
That's.
Well, I was sitting and saying with the situation you're talking about, I do get the impression just keep going forward.
What?
Just keep going forward because it's just. You seem to have a sense of humor somewhat. It's very intense. I look at her as something that says that she needs to work on that. gosh. Hold on, we're technical difficulties here and there and everywhere. We just want to scream. Yeah, all these companies keep saying they're upgrading everything, but I swear, until they upgrade, it gives everybody else a pain in their butt.
Right.
All right, I'm going to bring on somebody real quick, too, okay?
Okay.
April. How are you?
Hi, Donnie. I'm good.
Sir, you said your name is Bob?
Yeah.
He's originally from West Virginia. He's now in Georgia. He had a situation with a girlfriend who didn't take a practical joke a certain way. And he's, like, focusing on when will he find his soulmate, his significant other, in the relationship of his life. Which, realistically, when you look at the situation, if you even ask the question, that kind of tells you the person that he was with. There's a lot of questions there. So when you have a lot of questions, I think we should all take a look at those and go, I shouldn't be questioning this. Maybe I'm just questioning myself. But even if you question yourself, that person is more like questioning themselves, too. There's a lot of questions going on. So when you trace it down to the bottom line, I just don't feel like that was the one. When I focus on it, I keep getting June is a very powerful month for you. I also get some movement in your life, too, and you're moving again.
Okay.
I don't know. For some reason, there seems like a longing to go back to West Virginia, and I feel like it's going to happen.
Oh, so I'm already living in West Virginia. I'm just in Georgia visiting. But I'm in West
Virginia. I know, but you're going back to Georgia, aren't you? I mean, going back to West Virginia, right?
No.
What was you in Georgia for?
Actually, I'm on vacation.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Living in West Virginia, I feel like there's been some notions of actually moving somewhere else, of thinking about... I just keep getting this thinking about moving somewhere else. And when I saw you in Georgia, I thought I saw some things about Georgia and certain things that actually kind of tapped onto those things too as well, of making a permanent move somewhere else.
Yeah, I've been told recently that I'll be leaving West Virginia and going somewhere else around June, so that's pretty consistent what I've been getting.
Yeah, because I was telling a friend of mine who lived in Georgia, and she said she was going to move to Arizona. And she said, I'm thinking about 2 years. I'm like, I don't think so. And she goes, really? What do you mean? I said, I'm seeing 6 to 7 months. And you know something? It was approximately 6 months later, she was living in Arizona. So,
wow.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, look at... I tell people, readings are like this. They're like roadmaps, okay? Things are pointing out to you. And they're saying, okay, you're going to do this. Okay, but you can divert it from happening too. You can either feed into a reading or you can sit and say, nope, I'm not going to do it. And it's one thing people don't realize. It didn't happen. And I said, well, something within you didn't like happen. You know?
Yeah. Actually, I want to move. To be honest with you, I really want to move.
Yeah, but there's something within you that's telling you that it's time to go. I'm just saying, take some time and look within yourself and ask yourself, why do you have that notion? It's like, I don't want to move. You know something? You should take a look at the situation why you don't want to move. Huh? You're comfortable?
I can be honest with you with the answer. I was wanting to finish with my doctorate degree, and I feel like I'm 1 year away from doing that. And I just want to make sure that once I get that, then I move and take all the positions. But I feel like... something's pushing me to leave now. And really, there's nothing here that's really holding me here. My family's not here. I basically relocated here trying to find a job a couple years ago. And so...
I'm just saying, with the situation I keep picking up with you, the idea of relationships and that kind of stuff, I just don't feel like... For example, I use an example like this, okay? The guy was thinking that he was going to marry some girl from where he lived at, or at least in the state. But then he moved to another state, and he had the same notion again. He was going to marry someone in that state. What was so funny about the whole situation was that the significant one or the soulmate or the twin flame that he was actually looking for was in the state that he moved into, and then he found out that she was originally from where he was from. So it was like
wow.
Yeah, it was like one of those play on things like, oh, he just met a person who's from where he was raised, And then they got together in the state that he felt like he was going to meet his soulmate at. And you know, when he was back at home, people would tell him the same thing. You're going to marry somebody here. And you're just like, huh? And then it folded and folded the way it did. I mean, when you start looking at these situations, what's the common denominator? Doreen Virtue has a great story, too, where she was married and she finally had to come to a conclusion that she was going to get divorced and things just wasn't working out. And after it was over with, she had a little bad situation, too, as well. And the story played itself out again, where it was so funny. At the end, when she met this guy named Steven, I think it was, this guy was a guy that she knew when she was 11 and he was 16, who was actually the very first person she ever fell in love with, who 8 years later, after she divorced her first husband, she ended up marrying this guy. And what turned out to be her last was her first. So you're just there's a lot of things going on in your life right now that need to be completed, and then I feel like this person you're talking about will fall in. I still get June.
Okay.
But there seems to be a lot of people in a lot of places, a lot of things going on around you, so it's just the idea of you need to calm the clutterness within yourself. That's what keeps coming to me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like once that happens, you know, that opens the door. Which I feel like a lot of things are coming to an end. It's just coming to a conclusion. A conclusion means, basically to me, that you already know the direction. And once you realize the conclusion, then you're relaxed, and then you just follow through with it. And that's what I'm saying. June just seems a very relaxing month for you.
Okay.
Because I don't feel like a lot of stuff that are going to be ending, like your schooling and that kind of stuff, when you meet this person. But I also feel like you guys are going to be on the same page, more than any other girl you've ever been with. The other girls seem to be more of situations, and I'm just saying the way it comes to me, it's some kind of manufacturing, where it's like you caught a couple of things of them that you had in common. And then from there on, it just kind of like justified the common ground. Where,
right.
Okay, so therefore when things fell apart, it was more of a realization that they wasn't exactly what you thought they were.
You know what's so funny? Here,
go ahead, I'm sorry, sir.
I don't want to interrupt you, go ahead.
No, you go ahead, because I need to take a breather.
Okay. So funny is that when I met the current young lady you're talking about, I met her back in September. It was a very unique experience. And she's 10 years younger than I am. And she was probably the first female in a very, very long time that I had a lot of common ground with. She appreciated me for who I was, whereas previous females did not, because I was a very unique personality. And a lot of females don't really gravitate to, but this young lady did. And I really appreciate that from her. You know, we grew from that. We became good friends. But as we further along, we went into a relationship, I kind of felt like she was lacking different things. Not just saying that she's a bad female, she's a great female. I just felt like that she was lacking things that I really needed from her to gravitate from. Like, and I think it had a lot to do with our age and where we were in our life. And as far as mature level and common ground, because I'm really into politics, and really into motivating speaking and different things of that sort. And she's really not into anything like that. And so I couldn't have any kind of conversations that really engaged her in those areas, but those areas are a strong interest of mine. And so when people ask me, well, you know, what is it about her that you didn't like? I couldn't explain it. You know, I really couldn't tell them what I would tell them she's a nice female. It's nothing wrong with her per se, it's just that she doesn't have everything that I need in a mate. And so I still have a very difficult time trying to explain to people, you know, why necessarily need not fighting for this relationship. I don't feel the need to. I feel like there's something better out there for me.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't women think like that? It seems like guys realize that there's someone better for them and that will love them for them, but girls seem to get stuck on just one person and they just completely close themselves off to any kind of opportunity or possibility for anything better.
And then they beat the shit out of the guy going, he's going to fit, he's a square guy going to fit in this round play. He's got to go, he's got to go. Why can't he go in this cult? Boom, boom, boom. You know, you're sitting there going, okay, why don't you just quit being so aggressive and putting so much expectations on one person, you know, and realizing, I guess that's the one thing I was clarifying when they're talking about writing the list, is to clarify what you want. So therefore, that's what you want. That's what your expectations are all about. But when a person can't live up to them, it doesn't mean there's something wrong with them. It just means they don't fit the list. They don't go along with what you see, you know. I've seen a lot of women do that, too, where they get five things. Okay, good, five. I can deal with that, but not getting the other five. I'll just deal with the five. And then as things go along, they start trying to get the other five out of that person, not realizing the person just doesn't have the potential to get those fives because he's just, he's. I guess you was like you were talking about, they're just not the one. And they try so freaking hard, and you're like, yeah, I told you, you know, relationships take work. But you got to get one first. You know, have a relationship. Not sit there and beat the hell out of somebody and getting mad because he won't give you one. I'm talking about you already have a relationship. You always have this love together. You do all kinds of stuff together. And every once you forget a birthday, you work on it so you don't do that. Because I told this one lady flat out, she goes, I want to be in a relationship where you don't get hurt. I said, well, you might as well get in a rocket ship and go to Mars. And she goes, what? I said, yeah, because if a guy forgets your birthday, it's a little bit of hurt, but it's still classified as hurt. So if that's what you're looking for, I don't think that should be on a list anywhere where some people say, well, I want to be in a relationship with somebody who won't hurt me.
Right.
Because you're focusing on getting hurt. Okay, so I think what you should put and say, you should sit there and say, hey, let's put the things that I want. If I get the things I want, then those other things will never be a part of the relationship. They just won't. We had a conversation with them on a show last Monday, I think it was. Well, not this last Monday, but the Monday before. But this one guy was talking about how women are pretty much messed up in this country because the way we treat them, they don't have to do anything. You know, we didn't realize the difference in a balanced relationship. A guy goes out and works. But back in the early days, a woman also did her own little work at home. And in a real good relationship, they both respected that, and they both had their positions. They both had things going on. There was a balance in the relationship. When the guy came in and started doing everything for him, where they didn't have to do anything, then they didn't have any responsibility. There was nothing within that relationship that would actually enable them to grow as a person either, because everything was done for them. So in the process of growing, if you met her when she was 22, she pretty much had the mentality of a 22-year-old pretty much the whole time, okay? But we see relationships where there's that responsibility on both sides of the thing, people grow up. And we have, the last lady I was talking to when I was sitting there saying, well, the first one I think it was, when we're talking about, she goes, he don't owe me. Well, realistically, when you look at relationships, when you tell somebody, I'm all yours, the reason he thinks he owns you is because you just told him that you did. And we have to watch what we say. And what we're saying, what we're doing, and if we're actually able to back it up. Are you going to give yourself completely to somebody else? Because the true sense of the relationship is when two people give themselves completely, entirely to each other, that they're both taken care of. Because it's a continuous circle. That's why the mega is so important, I think. Because God is a God that there is no ending and there's no beginning. It's a continuous thing. And it's the idea of realizing how life really is. It never stops. Energy just transforms into something else. So when we look at relationships, they do the same thing. If you have a real good relationship, it's going to be a constantly changing relationship, which means it keeps getting more intense, and it keeps getting more real, and it keeps getting more, you keep getting more bonded and connected and loving each other. It doesn't matter if you guys have all things in compatibility. It doesn't matter if you have all things that you want in that person. It's the idea of also realizing that with compatibility makes things, it makes it to coexist easy. Yeah, of course. but it's not really the true component. And sometimes I think people have a tendency to say, okay, we have all this stuff in common, so we must love each other. When I think it's one of those things where we should sit there and go, I love you, and look at all the things we have in common. And then go from there, see if it works. But, you know, like I said before, I think when two people actually connect with each other, with the true essence of who they are, sometimes they bring things out of us that we never thought we had in common with those people. But we just never had the opportunity to explore things within ourselves and find out there are certain things that we didn't think we liked, but never had the opportunity to actually experience those things on a certain level until we met a certain person who actually showed us the brighter side of them. And then we saw that. So I'm just saying, there's all, but see, that's individuality to the purist, because it's showing that each individual relationship is in essence and different and individuality, but everything's different. So with your situation, you come to the conclusion this is not the one. And plus the urging and the pulling on you to keep moving on is also, I look at it as an answer saying you're right. And you should follow through with that. It doesn't matter. People say, well, look at the woman. I've had this too. People say, well, God's beating the hell out of you, smacking you to the floor. And a woman comes back and says, but what do you want to break up with him for? At least you got one. And then we fall into another totally different classification of women who just want a relationship, which also you'll notice those people also attract men who just want a job, which causes a creation of saying, well, why? They're both asking the same question. Why does my life suck? Because you've never classified or you never have taken your intentions to declare what it was or what you want it to be. You just haphazardly looked out there and said, okay, if I get a job, I'll be happy. If I have a man, I'll be happy. Then you found out you're not, because you're not happy with yourselves. So that's what they're saying. Go check it out. But, you know, with you, I still get June.
What's going on? So what do you think
is
going on in June?
Well, for some reason I keep wanting to go to April and see if she can give me some clarification in this whole thing too.
If he's just trying to decide if he is right for a girl that he's with?
No, well, I was picking up on June because there was a girl he was with, and he's pretty much come to the conclusion it's not. It's a crazy situation, which I don't think is important. I think it just brought it to the light of what was going on, or the lack of. And so what they're talking about, I see him meeting somebody in June, and he's looking for more clarification of what's going to happen in June.
Okay, there's no school in June, right?
Right.
Well, I got the hermit card, so that confirms that the girl that he's with wasn't the right girl, and that he should find a new girl.
Mm-hmm. What we're saying is you don't need to find her. June is the month that she's coming to him.
Okay.
To sit there and say, okay, what's going to happen in June? I think that, personally, a lot of information is not coming through. It's because when it happens, it has to hit you in a certain way so you can actually react according to the way it happens, okay?
Okay.
Because I feel like it's one of those things that, we've heard this before, people say, oh, I met this guy or I met this woman, but I met him, I felt like I know him forever. Okay, I'll take it one step further and find out what it's all about. I just had a connection with the woman I was trying to give a reading for. But I told her, I said, and she popped out I was on a random. She was in there for a split second, then she disappeared. I'm like, oh, shucks, I just wanted to tell her that she had this connection with this guy, but it's one of those things we have to trust ourselves to follow through with it. That's a lot of things I've been seeing a lot of lately, too, where people are just not trusting themselves to follow through with these things they know, because she was like, I felt something with this person, I think. Why say I think? You see, you're already putting energy onto it, it's going to fail, because you're not believing in it. You're not believing in yourself, so that's what it is. So what I'm saying here, it's like you're going to meet somebody that's going to prove to you that making the decision that you did right now and moving on was the best decision you could have made, because now you're going to be in something that's going to be mutually happy. And actually, the thing I see the most is actually having someone to sit down you can talk to politics about who gets it. The last girl you were I think the last girl you was with was just like, what the hell is he talking about? you know.
Right.
Right. Hate to say it that way, but that's what it came to me. So there you go. But I'm just saying, when I pick up on the whole thing, it's a way of trusting yourself. It's okay. I feel the essence of this girl. I need to go and feel like it's worthy, and I got to follow through with this and see where it goes. June, I keep getting around June 15th, 16th. I just get a really strong, incredible meeting, smacking right in the face, going, wow, okay, thank you. The girl left her handprint on my face, and now I want to marry her. Something like that.
Okay. Now, you mentioned about me relocating and taking another job. Is that what happened around June as well?
Okay, say it one more time.
Did you mention about me relocating around that time as well?
Yes, I did, because I said, look at the situation, that she's a key component to a lot of things. Also, I'm talking to April, and April said, let me pull this thing up one more time. She said she picked up on the Hermes card and the Death card. Now, what that means to me is, Death card, to me, represents the ideal, the relationship that you were just talking about. Definitely a good choice to end it. It's basically, it's been something that I would clarify as something that's been over for a lot longer than it took the decision to get away from. Okay? The Hermes card for me is a reflection card that you need to focus on yourself from now until June. And
okay.
You need to focus on you need to focus on your wants, needs and desires. And what I keep getting very strong with you is you need to focus and really look at what that really means to you.
Okay.
But I think the more you clarify it, I feel like the other person you're going to meet, that's the conversation you're going to have. They're both clarifying things, changing things, or doing things, and then meeting each other and realizing that the whole thing going on. Because like I was saying before, I read this soulmate prayer where it just says, "Dear guardian angels and my soulmate, thank you for preparing my soulmate and me for love, for giving us the motivation to make healthful life changes, for arranging for us to meet. Thank you for helping us recognize each other and have the courage to say hello so that we can eventually devolve into a truly intimate relationship. Thank you, thank you, thank you." And like I tell people before, intimacy is when you give yourself to somebody and open up where you're not scared of being vulnerable. It's amazing we can be vulnerable to our friends and our family who just beat the hell out of us sometimes with insults and all kinds of stuff. But when it comes to a significant other, we have a tendency to hide those vulnerable parts to ourselves, not realizing this is the relationship that you're supposed to be very intimate with each other and tell those things to. You know, the person's got your back. Because I swear, I got a brother who supposedly had my back, and I was married to my ex-wife, okay? So it's best to go find that significant other, that soulmate, twin flame. And also, you have to realize one thing. In the making decisions, you got to trust yourself. If you trust yourself, you trust your decisions. Therefore, it makes it easier to trust the person you brought into your life.
Right.
Okay.
That's definitely true.
Okay, guys.
Okay, Mr. Relationship Counselor, we need to get like a couple on this show to get a reading. That would be awesome.
What's that?
I said, you're like Mr. Relationship Counselor. What we're missing is a couple to call on the show and get a couple's reading.
I hear that. You know, I've actually done those too. I was working for a psychic company, and a couple called me and said, "I see you do relationship counseling. Can you do it on the phone right now? Hey, if you're willing to pay the minutes, then I'm willing to do it." So I was working through a company, so you know, if you're going to do that, I can do that. So. But it's amazing to sit down and work with people. When I had my shop, I used to do the same thing. I actually lost a lot of stuff in that. I do relationship counselor. Kind of do the counseling stuff. I like to do everything I can to work on both sides of the equation to help both people figure out what's going on. Not with the relationship itself, but when you find out the solutions within each other, the solutions to the problem seems a whole lot easier.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
Yeah, because you start going, okay, this woman sucks. Okay, what about me sucks too? So, you know, and those are hard questions. You don't realize how hard it is to sit there and go, this person's reflecting something back at me. I need to take a look at that. I started doing that a long time ago where people say, you're too sensitive. Okay, I tell people all the time, when you sit there and do these kind of things, sometimes you come up with a positive conclusion too and say, okay, I don't see it. Yes, I am very sensitive. Yeah, and I found out later on, yeah, sensitivity was actually a really strong part of what I do. So, yeah, I found that sensitivity, but I also found a career. So, you know, when people say things to you or you see a reflection, they bring out so much, not just a criticism about yourself as something you should be looking at, but it also brings out qualities that you never thought about that point you in the right direction to actually finding your life partner and your life purpose. So they're very important. So that this relationship, this prayer here was actually, if I'm not mistaken, was in my Archangel Michael cards by Dorian Virtue. But there's this one I think is really good too that I actually can recommend the book itself that it came in. If I can find it. I know it's here. It's just sometimes when I try to find something, they hide from me. I can try to find something else. I don't want to read. Oh, yes. Because I was sitting there talking to people and said, okay, this is the truth. And I found this statement so just like right there, saying, okay, this is what's up. That it was so, it pointed out the whole thing where people understood as soon as they saw it, where it tells you what you should be doing. Here it is. It says, your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built up against it. Okay? The prayer itself is a prayer for manifesting your soulmate twin flame. I tell people all the time, even if you're in a relationship right now and you're having a little bit of doubts, use the prayer, because what the prayer is going to do is going to X everything out in favor of what you're asking for. So all of a sudden this person disappears. Look at it for what it is. Does everybody in your life need to have an arrow or a sign on its chest telling you what just happened? Do you get fired from a job? Do you have to have an arrow on that guy's head saying, it's time to move on? Or are you going to be like one of those other guys that goes back in the freaking coffee shop and shoots everybody? Because he fed into his fears. They said that was the only job he'd ever have in his whole life. It's the same thing when people shoot their spouses or others, all the crazy stuff. In that person's mind, their fears took over and made them believe they would never have anything in their lives ever again. So they acted out accordingly. See what I'm saying? So when you sit there and don't allow yourself to face those, you need to face those fears and realize that if you haven't found the right person, that means he's still out there or she's out there. If you've lost a job, that means something better is on the horizon. So trace your life back and look at the situation and go, okay, I don't want to be at this job anyway. Why am I going back in here to do something stupid? Okay? The definition of sin means the lack of. When people have a lack of love, they take it. When they have a lack of a relationship, they take it. When they have a lack of money, they take it. See what sin will do for you? Nothing. It makes you believe in illusions. When you let that all go and realize that, I told someone this before, if you look at the Ten Commandments and you just unconditionally love everyone and everything, you will never break the Ten Commandments. You will never do a harmful thing to another person in your life. Because you love unconditionally, but you also love yourself unconditionally. So you see how important self is too? So let's look at the situation, going within ourselves, and look at this one where it says, seek, your task is not to seek for love, but merely seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built up against it. And usually when you get rid of all those barriers, what happens is you realize that you can love yourself unconditionally, and then you attract the other person. Like I told a lady this morning, she goes, what you're saying is I have to learn to live on my own and live by myself? I said, yes. As soon as you can learn to live alone, live by yourself and realize I'm happy, you usually find another person who's happy as well. It's not the idea of looking for love. You already found love within yourself. You already love yourself unconditionally. So now all you need is that final piece of the puzzle to have someone to share it with. And then you found a lover for life. So now just look at it kind of gives me shivers. Let's see, the prayer I was going to give you, which I still will, it goes like this. It says, God, in all that is, in this moment, I am grateful for the healing of my heart, of everything that would stop me from attracting my soulmate twin flame. In this moment, I remember that my perfect right partner is magnetizing to me, and my only job is to rest in perfect awareness that my soulmate twin flame's heart is already joined with mine, that I savor the waiting, and so it is. This prayer is actually in a book called The Soulmate Secret by a lady named Ariel Ford. If you go to my website, www.psychicexjourneyman.com, I actually have a page on there where I have all the books that I recommend. All you got to do is go there and get the information. I even have links to Amazon if that's where you want to go to get it. So it's very simple. If you're drawn to do these things, always realize one thing. Don't let money stand in the way of keeping you from getting what you want. Just put the thought out there and allow the opportunity to fall in your lap, okay? And so therefore, if you feel like this is something you really need to do, then you have all the tools to do so. And I just feel like that's one of the things. And this prayer here is really good because I tell everybody, it's like your work says God and all that is. But it's also basically talking about you. God and all that is, that's me. So, you know, in this moment, I'm grateful for the healing of my heart. You've already gone through a bad situation. But seriously, it didn't matter which way it played itself out. You still were affected by it. You still walk away with scars yourself because of the decisions you had to make. It wasn't easy. So it helps you to do that, too, to heal your heart, to understand that choices had to be made. And everything that would stop you from attracting your soulmate or twin flame, and that process of healing, you're gone. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. I agree.
Okay. All right. Well, Bob, we got to get going. There's a lot of people in the queue, but I really appreciate your call. And if you ever want to sit down and actually do a session, and since you've already called the show and everything else, the prices that we were giving out before, just give me a call. I'd be glad to sit there and still honor those no matter when you do call, okay?
Absolutely.
All righty. Thank you for calling, and I hope you have a fantastic weekend because I keep forgetting Saturday.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy when you're working so much you forget what day it is. I don't know. Anyway. But you definitely get back with us and tell us how it's going. Give us an update, okay, Bob?
Absolutely.
All right. You have a good night.
Bye, Bob.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, I'm trying to figure out which one was Bob. All right, here we go. All right, let's go on to our next caller. What do you say, April?
The car salesman left.
Yeah, I know. I saw that, and I was like, come back, come back, come back. Come on, guys. Be a little patient here, okay? Sometimes you just want to sit down with people and say, okay, what is more important, being impatient or getting the answers you seek? Do you want me to take the same amount of time and patience that I just took with the last person with you two? Or do you want to be impatient and run off and still be questioning the whole thing when you could have stuck around and be a little more patient and got the answer? Let's go on to our next caller, which is area code 757. Welcome to the show, and how are you? What's your name?
My name is Deanna. How are you?
That's a good question.
Yeah, it is a good question. Me too. I'm calling from Virginia.
You're calling from Virginia. Have you seen my brother?
Oh.
He lives near Fairfax. I thought you might have crossed his path or something. But,
Okay. I live in Hampton.
Go ahead, sweetie.
Well, my question is about relationship and or career. My relationship, I have been with this person for a long time. I'm 30. We've been together since we were 16. And, you know, it's just a lot of stuff that's going on. I don't know where our relationship is headed. And it kind of ties in with my career because, I don't want to say he's stopping me from doing anything, but it's just, I can't enjoy me opening up a business because of my relationship. So what do you see? Do you see me meeting someone else or him? And, we're going to work it out. What do you see for us?
Let me ask you a question. What you're saying is he can't be supportive of a business that you started.
I think that he's trying to be supportive, but, he has insecurities, and
he's got jealousy, too.
I guess so. I want to say, but I really don't.
He's jealous of your success, what I keep picking up.
Mm-hmm. But, even though even though that I'm starting this business now, the relationship has been in, it's been crazy. So I just, you know, I want to know before, you know, if I can go on and, you know, enjoy my business opening and career. I just want to know what my relationship is looking like, you know. Do you see us separating and, you know, going into other, pursuing other relationships, or do you see us working it out?
Well, the first thing I see is he has to deal with those insecurities within himself. Mm-hmm. And I just don't see him doing that. I feel like he's still exerting it outwards towards you, like you're the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So I see you, that comes to me as I see you walking away, making a decision yourself to walk away.
Okay.
Because it's like you don't need any outside, and you need a supportive person.
Mm-hmm.
An unconditionally supportive person who looks at the conditions with your relationship and saying your happiness is as essential as mine. But he's still focusing too much on the insecurities of how much you're doing compared to what he should be doing. So you see the reflection somewhat that he should be doing more with his own life, but for some reason he still wants to blame you as you're the fault.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you see it just ending just because, or do you see it ending because of him cheating again?
Okay, say one again.
Do you see it ending because him cheating?
Do I see him cheating?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the most common thing I hear from women when they think something, a man can't give them what they want, they think there's always another woman. When it's
well,
just
no,
simply a man.
It's a pattern. It's a pattern.
There is a pattern. I know that. But what I'm saying is, the messing around, or if he was or he isn't or whatever, that's not the problem. The problem is staring you in the face. That's him. So I just sit here and go, that's why I asked this question this morning. I was like, is this going to help you make a decision to walk away from a situation that you know you need to walk away from anyway? Because you just know deep in your stomach that he's not the one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we can sit here and look at the situation and say, okay, why does he do all this kind of stuff? But do we really want to go down that route of being a therapist? I don't think so. That's his problem. That's his
exactly.
situation he needs to resolve. Now you're looking at the situation that's taken back to you. What you know? What are your wants, needs, and desires being taken care of? I get the impression they're not. They're falling short. So when you look at the situation, the only question, the only answer you can come up with is, I need to walk away because I feel like there's somebody else for me, which is
well,
the truth.
Well, yeah, I do. I mean, I kind of feel like that, but I don't want it to be. But if he has a pattern of cheating, so. You know, is it, you know, going to be because he's
mm-hmm.
going to be someone else, or is it because I'm just, you know, I feel like I'll get fed up.
Okay. Do you have bangs?
Do I have bangs?
Uh-huh.
Kind of.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Like two to the side. It's not like a
okay.
bang in my eyes or anything.
Okay, let's look at this. We'll sit here and go, it was impression of like bangs and wearing bright red lipstick.
Oh, I took a picture with him with that on.
You what?
I took a picture with my boyfriend with bangs and a red lipstick.
Oh, okay, gotcha. That's the connection, the boyfriend, okay. Yeah, I was actually conferring with April, and she said that she sees you leaving the guy too, because the situation just doesn't seem like it's like this. You're in a boat, and you both have an oar. You're working, and he's just sitting there going, he's mad at you because you're not doing enough work, and he's not doing anything.
Yeah.
Okay, and also, I feel like. He wants to cheat. And you say he's cheated in the past, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And I feel like that there's something about him that's dark, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think you felt that yourself as well, that there's something he's hiding from you but he has a tendency to really work hard to keep it under the wraps. And I think there's something about, you don't have any children, do you?
Yes, I have two.
Why do I feel like you should keep this man away from your children? I think there's a lot of uneasiness within you that feels like there's not just the relationship's not working, but there's something about him that you don't trust. And it's not the idea of the cheating part. The cheating part is like looking for a way to actually justify your feelings, but there seems to go a little bit deeper than that. It's like I keep getting this freaking vision in my head. You need to go deep within yourself, too, where I feel like you've done that before and you've touched the core of yourself.
Yeah.
I've got this vision a couple of times where I feel like you've touched the core because I can see your soul touching touching one toe to the core of your being. Like, ooh, that felt good, but can I really actually be that happy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You need to touch that core, both feet, and realize, yes. And I was working my book saying, here's something that you need to do besides the relationship prayers. You also need to look at the situation and say, how come I lost it? Okay, here we go. I just had it, too. I hate when I lose something and it's right there in my face. But it was right on the money. But it's one of those things of facing things and confronting and doing things what you need to do with yourself. Okay. Don't you hate that? I'm such a... Here it is. Sorry. Say to yourself, I am loved. I am lovable. I am loved. I am loved. I am lovable. I am loved. And just say it to yourself until you believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then tell yourself, I was born to be loved, cherished, and adored.
Mm-hmm.
Like 7 times. And then ask yourself, does this person love you, cherish you, and adore you? The easiest way to figure that one out is to watch him and how he feels toward himself.
Yeah.
Okay. And then,
do you feel like that I want to meet someone or he's going to meet someone?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I want you to sit there and get this book. It's called The Soulmate Secret by Ariel Ford. I think this is a year that you're supposed to meet someone totally different and the ideal of somebody that's going to be the person of a permanent fixture in your life for the rest of your life. And I feel like if you get these, like, I actually got some of these techniques out of that book. Especially the soulmate prayer. It's a soulmate prayer. It's a prayer for manifesting a soulmate, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what's so good about it is, especially after you've broken up with somebody, the prayer covers everything because basically what it's saying is, it's helping you. It's like, in this moment, I'm grateful for the healing of my heart. Just in the ideal saying, I'm grateful for the healing of my heart, and sets off a certain kind of healing within yourself to realize that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
when do you see that happening, though? Like, us breaking up and me meeting someone?
Well, sweetie, what I see happening is it's a choice. It's something that's already came to the surface as a realization. So the choice needs to be made now. It's to realize it, or is it going to be, this is one thing I try to sit there and sit down with people and go, okay, I want to tell you something right now. And the process of the realization you just had, a decision has to be made. It's not going to be pretty. It's not going to have an outcome. But the one outcome that happens in the situation of facing the realization is that you get the life that you know you were supposed to have in the first place. It's just that in the sense of that realization, you just realize that certain things have to be let go of.
Uh-huh.
I feel like you've had 3 chances to do this same thing, and now it's come to a head where it has to be done.
Yeah.
Just make the decision. But like I told the last lady, when you make a decision to end a relationship and you know for a fact it's bad for you, that's when you cut communication off too as well. It's the realization that if you're going to be friends ever, it's years in the future until it's all settled here, until that person realizes that's all there's ever going to be. But at this time, he has to realize in the situation that things have come to an end. And the only way he's going to do that is no conversations on the phone, no answering the door, and basically make a declaration to yourself. But once I say it's over with, I mean it. Because anytime you open the door or answer the phone, he's going to think you're a liar. You do want him, and you do want him back.
Yeah.
Once you make the decision, and I feel like the decision needs to be made now if it wasn't yesterday.
Yeah, and it's going to be hard because we have children. You know,
it's all going to be hard. I'm just saying, sweetie. So sometimes you got to look at the situation. A man's not good for you at that moment. He's not really good for your kids either.
Yeah, I know. We were going to counseling, and she was telling me, you know, to make a decision, and I was like, you know, trying to make it work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But now, you know, I'm really, really ready to just, you know, it's going to be hard if we do, you know, decide to separate ways. But about my business, is that going to be okay as far as, like, prospering?
Say it again.
My business. Do you see that prospering?
I do. For some reason, when I see you separating from this person, I see you acquiring a lot of stuff.
Okay.
Alrighty?
Okay.
Well,
okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. If you want to sit down and do a private session, I also do relationship counseling myself. I just do it in a different direction than most people do. All spiritual. So if you'd like to sit down and do a session with you, so if you get the time and the money, just give me a call and we'll make a we'll figure out something. Okay?
Yes. Okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And thank you for the call. I appreciate it. You have a great weekend, okay?
You also.
All right. Bye-bye now. Let's see. I just want to go crazy. Okay. Let's go to area code 514. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
What's your name?
Well, my name is Talisha, and I'm calling from Canada.
You're calling from Canada?
Yeah.
British Columbia?
And, no, Montreal, actually.
Are you close?
Where are you?
No, I was just wondering, because when I sit here and said that, when you said, I asked where you were from, when you said Canada, the first thing that popped in my head was British Columbia, so I was just wondering if there's some kind of connection there, but we're here in the States. I'm in Colorado, and April's in North Carolina, and Dee's in there somewhere. But
oh,
I,
if I'm
I
close
had,
to British I'm Columbia here. Was your question. Okay, no, I'm not. Sorry.
Okay, no problem. No, I was like, I wasn't sure Dee was even there, because I actually had said 3 or 4 times, hey, Dee, and there was nothing.
Sorry about that. I nodded off.
Okay.
It's been one of those times that I've been trying to pay attention to him. Finally, I caught you again. Sorry about that.
So, our caller from Canada, how can we help you today?
So, I was just wondering, like the previous gentleman who called, when I was going to meet my soulmate, if you had any, anything you could tell me on that.
First thing that happened to me, for some reason, I got two things, August and when you stop looking. Sometimes when we stop looking so hard, things fall into our laps.
Yes. And better
so
make
sometimes
sure
we look so hard and they're out there, but we don't see them, even though they're right under our noses. And I think there's someone coming along. It may even be before August. But I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you've been looking so very, very hard and you're feeling very frustrated because nobody seems to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I haven't been looking too hard. I was in a relationship for a while. So
mm-hmm.
I thought that was my soulmate, but no, that's not the case. So I've been out of a relationship and I was doing my soul searching with myself for a while, but yeah, I haven't been going out too much, or I guess maybe I've been concentrating on it, but actually doing things to say I'm looking, no, not exactly.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well,
when I focus on the situation, I get the impression too that you were looking, because in the context of being with the person that you thought was your soulmate, there was still a longing. That made you think that this is definitely not the person and there has to be somebody else for you. So not physically looking for the person, but definitely thinking about it. So the context of that relationship made you really, at the end, long for your soulmate. Also, it was like getting a connection to a very, very old friend who's very close to you. As that person, it could actually be someone running through your nose as the soulmate you're looking for.
Okay. Well, that's interesting.
Now she's thinking.
I mean,
who
I wouldn't know who that
friend?
Is.
You
know, yeah. Oh, I don't have too many male friends.
Okay. Well,
you don't
I
have any
it.
Male friends?
Not too many. Like I said, I was in a relationship for a while, and that relationship didn't permit me to have any male friends.
Oh.
So, yeah. So.
I was conferring with April, and April she said something I was focusing on myself, where she said that she feels like it's someone you haven't seen in a while is just going to pop up again. And it's one of those things, for me, I get, for example, I get running into each other. I keep seeing a department store like Kmart or Walmart. I see a parking lot, and I see two people running into each other and have a nice conversation, which actually leads to what I call is two people who have always had a fondness for each other that looks at something as worth actually exploring even more, which it seems like both of you come up to the same conclusion at the same time.
Wow. And do you see any images as to what this person looks like, perhaps, or...?
She wants to know what he looks like. If you get any images, he has to.
No, the way it comes to me is it's like tall and dark. But it's kind of, I really can't go by the looks that I see and the vision that I see, because it seems like how do we put this? Like that time between when it's just starting to get dark. And I can see that around where it kind of distorts everything else. So I see him, he could be tall, but he could also be a shadow. So I see all these things going together. But it's one of those things that they keep emphasizing on everything I've ever done with readings. The one thing my angels and guys usually emphasize on is to focus not on looks, not on expectations, but on what you feel at the moment it happens. To sit and go, okay, two people's essence are going to connect. So the one thing I've been having for the last 2 weeks is women calling me up and saying, hey, this guy, he's acting weird. And what they mean by that is his actions are not dictating what they feel from him. They feel that the person loves him and cares about him. But on the same note, the person that on the surface, they're saying either the opposite or they're just treating them differently.
Right.
And that's the thing, that when we meet people, we have to trust one thing, is what we feel at that moment we meet this person. So when they don't act accordingly, it also helps us make decisions on which way we're going to take this, even if we're going to take it or not. That's what I'm saying. I've had so many.
So what are you saying? That I should go, like, obviously we should go based on their actions, right? Not, like, just, because, like, no? If I went with just my feelings, I would probably.
If you focus on the essence and you remain true to yourself, then when that person starts acting differently, that means they're not being true to themselves. That's the sign. It says, okay, this can't be the one. But what I see when you meet this guy, I see a lot of comfortable and just calmness. And at that moment, two people agree and act accordingly on the same page. It's always when the other person doesn't act on the same page. You have to realize the feelings you're feeling for that person are real. Because it's trying to trace everybody back. We're trying to sit here and trace everybody back and say, okay, I've had this question people keep asking, why am I still in love with my ex? Even if they don't want to admit it to everybody else, they still love that person, and it's still a question that bugs them to the point where they want an answer. And what the answer is, it's like looking at them in the face and going, but isn't that normal? To still love a person? It doesn't matter if you're with them or not, because we are loving, caring, nurturing people. So therefore, to love everybody in your life is a certain, and it's okay, and it's normal. But it didn't work in that relationship because their actions, or they wouldn't allow it to happen. So you made a decision to move on, but you still have the same feelings, because just because it wasn't given back doesn't mean you don't still have them. So to realize that within yourself and say, okay, this just proves to the world that you are being who you are. I love that person, and you show that. So if they're in the process of being yourself, you're finally going to find somebody who's going to give it back.
All right. Well, that's very, very beautiful. It's very true. Okay.
Thank you. Get that book, man. Get Ariel. It's like it's called The Soulmate Secret. Ariel Ford. Oh, I got several books here. I got one called Excuse Me, Your Soulmate's Waking. Waking. Your soulmate.
Waking.
Yeah, well, if he turns out to be that guy you want to, of course he'll be waking too. But this is where I get this prayer for manifesting a soulmate. But the book is so good because it helps you to clear out the old in favor of the new. It helps you understand that sometimes the reason we don't have relationships right now is because we haven't made room for them, because we're hanging on all this baggage. We don't realize how important it is to get rid of baggage, because it actually takes up a space. If you're still sleeping in the middle of your bed, you need to change that. If you don't have room in your closet, doesn't mean if you're, and people go, well, what if we don't still live in the same house? We're trying to get the ball rolling here, okay, to make room for that person in your life. It's just the idea of taking notice. The more, when you start doing these little physical things, you're setting off an energy, too, that we don't, I mean, don't be surprised if you, when you get with your soulmate, they were doing the same thing. Like attracts like. And when you, it's amazing when you hear those stories. I mean, me and April, every time we have conversations, we hear about things that we've both been doing before we even met each other.
Wow.
And they're important. As to do now, they will be later on, you know? Because, you know, a lot of people, even when they do meet that person, they sleep in the same bed, they're always knocking their husband out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me. I used to have a wife like that. We had a waterbed, and I swear, if you got a woman who gets up every 5 minutes to go to the bathroom and she likes to flop in bed, you don't want a waterbed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There was so many times I end up on the floor. You know, you'd be in a sound sleep at 2 o'clock in the morning. Also, you're this big bed, it's you in the floor.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so it was like one of the things. But when you start seeing these kind of insensitive things, they're important too. Signs are signs. So you look at the situation of a person who doesn't give a hoot about you because she just walks in the freaking bed. And later on, you find out that was true. And I told a friend of mine, I said, my ex-wife is married to my brother right now, which I thought was one of the best things that ever happened. I never saw it that way at that time. But all the things that people were saying that she was doing behind my back, now I get to see her. I get to see her do those things to my brother behind his back.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, whatever's in the darkness will come out to the light. I guarantee you. He's got a realization coming too. I don't wish that on him. I wish, and it's one of the times you look at people and go, I wish he would find out so he would actually be able to make a decision to wipe his slate clean too. Because he deserves better. All right. On that note, what a day. I'm serious, well, sweetie. This is a great prayer. This is a great prayer. I mean, shoot, just listen to it. You can reformulate it or what you want to do with it. But I know for a fact when I got that book, there's so many techniques in there. And when I found that one where it says, your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find the barriers within yourself that keep you, that you have built against it. And when I saw this prayer, it's saying, in this moment, I'm grateful for the healing of my heart. The healing of your heart is also the clearing of clutter.
Mm-hmm.
Take it down to a medical term. Every time you have any kind of damaged material in your body, it goes into your bloodstream. And the quicker you can clear that damaged material out of your system, the quicker your body heals. So you see, in the process of love and relationships, the sooner you can clear the clutter and the baggage out of your life, the more quicker it's going to be bringing the other one person in your life. Where when they come into your life, you have a clear slate, and you should treat it that way too. You should look at life and say, okay, this is the very first day. This will be the very first relationship. And this will be the very first memory of the rest of my life. It's going to be great. It's going to be grand. It's going to be fantastic. I also want to sit here. We only have 60 seconds left in the show. I just want to say thank you to everybody out there. And caller, don't go anywhere yet. We're just going to thank everybody for being here and for all the callers and for all the listeners who've been listening. And thank you for all the donations. And we also want to say thank you to Richard Blanga for sponsoring the show. And go check out his website, divinebodywatch.com, and donate to the show. Help us to keep this message going on, even if it's $25 or $35. Or I also
and
want to
thank
say
you.
When it comes to donations,
sure.
You can donate anything you want to. We just have certain prefications, that kind of thing. But you can donate anything you want to. If you want to be a part of this, because everybody who donates to this show, you're a part of the message as much as anybody else, and you're touching people like we are. So keep that consideration. And thank you. Do you have any more questions before you go?
Yes. Where would we go to donate exactly?
Oh, what you need to do is, okay, that's great. Okay, what you need to do is go to the website, www.psychicxjourneyman.com, and we have a donation button. I think it's on the reading page. All you got to do is click on that. I think it's a PayPal situation, but as far as I know, you can use any credit card. But it's as simple as that.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Thank you all.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
And thank you. You have a great night.
You too.
And please keep in touch with us, too. Maybe I'd like to get an update on this and how it folds, because I like the idea when people meet their soulmates just so they can share with the rest of us, too. It's a great moment.
Yes, well, I'm definitely going to continue to work on myself, so I'm ready for around August.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's
okay,
what you
exactly.
need to do. So we tell everybody, work on yourself, and actually you can change the timing, too. So, you know, the more you work on yourself, the more you live on resistance, the more that thing pops in your life. So, hey, do it.
Well, thank you.
If you need any help with that, too, just give us a call. We'll be glad to sit down with you and help you out with that, too, as well, okay?
Okay.
And thank you. Have a fantastic week. Let's see here. Oh, shoot. Did I hit too many? I'm not sure. Hold up. I keep losing my freaking pin. Let's go to our next caller real quick. That would be area code 323.
Hello?
Hey,
hello.
How are you?
Hi, how are you? Thanks for taking my call.
What's that?
Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, no, no problem. How can we help you today? What's your name?
Kahira.
Say it again. I didn't hear it. I'm sorry.
Kahira.
Kahira?
Okay.
Kahira.
Kahira, okay.
Yes.
So how can we help you today?
I wanted to know what you all see coming up for me in terms of a new job and romance.
When it comes to romance, it seems like it's a really important thing to you. It seems to kind of outweigh the idea of getting another job.
Pardon me?
You're working right now, right?
Yeah, I have a job.
But you're looking for a career because you're tired of where you're at.
Yeah, it's kind of boring, and ideally I'd like to work abroad. Well, that's what I'm looking for right now.
Well, the way it comes to me, I feel like if you keep looking for it, you're going to find it. I keep getting, actually, do a little more detail this month coming up. I keep forgetting it's the 31st, but when I say this month, I mean the month of April.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice, significant month for you. But also, when it comes to relationships, I keep getting the idea that there's somebody around you that you need to get rid of.
Oh, man. I'm not involved with anybody.
No, I didn't say you was. I'm saying there's somebody around you you need to get rid of.
Mm.
So it's just the idea to take inventory of the people around you who's actually good for you and who's not. Okay?
Okay.
Because it seems like it makes a difference. To me, I got two women in your life right now that I would just like get rid of quickly because they have such a bad attitude. And it's almost like when you are with somebody, they are so jealous. Make sense?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's not obvious to me, so I have somebody that just kind of popped into my head.
That's probably the one. Anyway. But I was sitting there, but the reason I'm stressing so much on it, because I actually see the idea of meeting somebody in May. And it seemed like these two women and this one particular person could actually keep you confused. It's almost like they always find the worst in everybody. You know why? Because they're showing you the same traits within them. Oh, he's a liar. So is she. You know, he's a user. So is she. You know, that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, go ahead and get rid of the dude, but also get rid of them too. Because, you know, you're trying to focus on having a very, because I feel like you've gone through a lot of bad relationships. Maybe I should rephrase that. I don't mean a lot. I'm just saying they were intense and they were bad, and they seem to be really, when you walk away from the situation, just scratching your head going, what the heck just happened? And it seems you want to change that. Right. I feel like you just want to change everything, and you want a positive one. Well, the only way you can get a positive one is you also have to have positive friends in your life, too.
Right.
So it's like these particular people I keep seeing, they're just sitting there looking at you going, you don't deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
But realistically, what they're saying is they know who they are. So really, and so we change the wording, right? You don't deserve this. I don't deserve this. That's what they're really saying. So since I don't deserve it, you don't deserve it either. And it's like they feel, it's almost like a threat. You know, if you're happy, then you won't be talking to us.
Mm-hmm.
See, there's lack of respect there too. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, if you start cleaning the house, not will you find another career which you'll be happy with, but you also find a man also the way too. When I say find, I mean they're coming to you. You don't have to go search and see these things. You don't have to sit and take any more wear and tear off your shoes. You know, allow these things to come to you, because I feel like that's what's going to happen. Like a friend walk up and going, there's a position at this place where it's like, ooh, I've always wanted that job, you know, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to get rid of people who want to work against you.
Okay.
If I only have 5 friends.
Yeah.
But they're good friends. They're always there. They're always supportive. They help me point. They help point out the good things. You know, I've had a couple of girlfriends that sit there and go, I got this person. These people, my friends keep pointing out all the bad things. I said, you know why? Because they can't see it for what it really is.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can't see themselves. You know, I was like, okay, I don't want to see that. That reminds me of what I don't have.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying, I feel like you start doing that, and these other things will fall into place very quickly for you. Okay?
Okay. I needed that. Thank you.
No, you're welcome. Give us a call sometime, and I'd love to sit down and do a past life regression for you, too, or a past life reading. I think we could actually find some roots to this, some of the things that you do, too, as well. Get rid of that kind of stuff and really make a drastic change in your future for the better, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a great night and have a great week, okay?
Okay, thank you. You too.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Anybody else have a headache?
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah, because I was sitting there going over this whole thing. I don't know if I actually clicked somebody off by accident or what. Because this thing has a tendency to jump back and forth sometimes. And you'll click off 2 people at the same time. Okay, let's go to area code 415. Yeah. Let's go to area code 415. Welcome to the show. How are you? What's going, Dan? What's your name?
Hi, good evening. My name is Teresa. Thanks for taking the call. I wasn't sure if I'd get on because I kept getting either clicked out or said the when I'd called, it would say the lines were full.
Oh, yeah, they was. That's why we're trying to get more sponsorship for the show, because when we get knocked down to out of premium, they only allow us to have, like, I think it's 5 people all together in the queue. But if we get back up to premium, then we jump back up to, I think it's 20, I think.
Oh, great.
I was actually going for, yeah, so I was trying to tell everybody, sponsorships, right now we're trying to really go, come on, guys, sponsor the show. It's only $40 a month. If you can find sponsorship anywhere else for like that, then jump on it. But if you have a product or yourself or you just, you know, something you want to promote or something like that and sponsor the show, feel free to do so.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah,
well, I'll make this quick because I know the show went off.
You don't have to make it quick. It's like this, dear. You can. You're right. We only have, when the show's over with, we can only record. One of the smaller versions of the show, we can only record after 15 minutes late. And after the show's over with, that's why I want to do a premium show again too, so we can actually have that extra hour. What I've been doing is I've been taking everybody's numbers down who we don't get to, and I've been calling back after the show's over with.
Oh, okay, because it's already, I'm showing that it's 9:13 here, which means I only have 2 minutes.
Actually, mine it says 5, but I'm just saying, you go ahead and...
Okay, great. Well, anyway, I had two quick things. One is my mother passed away, but today something unfolded that led me to believe that she's been, I don't know if you can speak with my mom or not, but I'd like to know if she's been protecting my brother, or if not, who's been protecting him?
Let's see. No, I already got that message on that one before you even got finished. What I was saying, talking about your mother. The only thing I was trying to figure out was the idea with your mother. I kept getting this personality trait back and forth. Like one time she's good and the other time she's acting out. I don't know if that had anything to do with her before she passed away, but it seemed like there was a conflict in personality.
She's a Gemini. I used to tell her to put both of her on the phone so I didn't have to repeat myself.
Well, that makes sense. Okay. Yeah, so that's why we got
I was married to a Gemini.
Two distinct.
You know, every time I meet a Gemini, you got to get them all on at the same time.
No kidding. Like I said, I was engaged.
Oh,
so
Lord.
And it was just like, okay, we're going to do stitch work. And then a half hour later, she's in there basically swearing and cussing and saying, we'll never get anywhere. We're going to lose everything. I'm like,
well, that's just the twins with my mom. So you got her. Go ahead.
I mean, she said, yes, she is protecting your brother, but she's also, and the idea of protecting him, she also said she wants to slap him. I guess, I was like, okay, intense.
he's been pretty cruel.
Huh?
He's been pretty cruel, but I'm sure she loves him, but, you know.
Yeah, she loves him to death, but she wants to slap the shit out of him. That's what I keep getting, okay? I'm sorry.
Right, but is she the one protecting him?
No, that's what I'm saying. This goes a little step further, because when I first start picking up the whole thing, I pick up both personalities. Now, everything when you sit here and do these kind of things, everything that you pick up is important to what you're asking, okay? So we have one personality that loves him to death and wants to protect him from everything. Then we have another one where he's got the smack in the back of the head, got the hand on the freaking collar, kicking the heck out of his freaking ass, you know? So I think that's why we got the distinct personality thing at the beginning to show you that, yes, it's her. And then, you know, to sit there and look at the situation the way she was in life, she still is the way she is when she's in spirit.
So is there someone else protecting him? It sounds like she's just observing, not protecting.
Well, she got her hand on his shoulder. She got her hand on his freaking shirt. And she's kicking the heck out of him. There's definitely personal interaction here. She has her own way of protecting people. Would you agree with that?
Well, everybody does, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, those are the visions I got. And when you asked the question, it was a definite yes.
Okay, because I believe that he might have even been doing something criminal, and I think he's being protected.
Mm-hmm.
Which has been really harmful to me.
Well, the protectionist stuff that you're talking about, also what I was told was it's not going to last forever. It's actually coming to an end. So all the things that you're suspicions about, have suspicions about, is going to be brought
right
out. And it wasn't.
Can you give me any more information about?
The protection was never meant to hurt you. It was just her focus.
Mm-hmm.
And the ideal of, realistically, when I sit there and look at the situation, what's going to be unfolding, you just see it all coming out at one time.
Do you see this unfolding soon?
Yes, within the next 2 months. I don't know, I always get the impression, too, that it's after the fact. Like getting arrested or something. And then you find out about it, which confirms your suspicions and everything.
That I find out after he's arrested.
Yes. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And so I was just wondering if you saw him getting arrested in the next month or so.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. In the next 2 months. it's just one of those things, back and forth. So, you know, it's like, I feel like there's been a couple times it's come close. But I feel like on the third time, it's a done deal.
So the other question, thank you. Is there anything else my mom would like to say or you'd like to say? Or my spirit guides?
I'm going to try. I was there looking at the clock, and I got like 3 seconds.